Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Grand Bigs.
Bigs time.
Bigs.
With Molly and Haw.
Bigs time.
The Bigs Report.
With Brad Biggs.
Bigs time.
Bigsy.
His name is Brad Biggs.
Brad Biggs talks football with you.
He is the football man of the Chicago Tribune, a longtime contributor to the station and a valued friend. Brad Biggs joins us on the St. Charles Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Hotline. Biggsy!
Morning, Brad.
Morning, boys. What's going on?
Well, you're on it. You have the story, always. I got to tell you, it was interesting to see the Bears beat a team they're supposed to beat, and the way they did it was a little disconcerting. I get it. They're 2-0. I get it. They're healthier when so many teams are dealing with horrible injuries. But goodness gracious, can't they make things a little bit easier on you?
Yeah, they didn't earn a lot of style points Sunday afternoon at Soldier Field, but NFL standings don't have a column for those, at least not the ones that that I pay attention to. So very, very fortunate to be 2-0, off to a good start with the victories over a couple teams that were not expected to be very good and don't look very good. And they've got time now to fix some of these areas that don't look great and get better before the schedule turns a shade more difficult. And they're going to have to be better at an 0-2 Atlanta team next week, with the Falcons putting a ton of yardage and a ton of points on the board, but defense being optional in Atlanta. So the Bears defense is going to be challenged a little bit against the Falcons. Certainly a heck of a lot more than they got from Danny Dimes and the New York Giants yesterday.
Brad, it's good to see you yesterday. You know, we watched Mitch Trubisky in the first half look like a polished passer, and I feel like at halftime with 139 passer rating, 2 touchdowns, really pretty efficient performance. They were up 17-0, and then the second half happened, and we're describing his performance as uneven. What happened, and how do you explain the continued inconsistency from the quarterback position?
Well, that's sort of, you know, who he is as a quarterback, or at least who we've come to expect him to be. They were very good on third down in the first half of that game. They were 7-for-10, and then I think they only went 2-for-6 there in the second half. So that was probably part of it. You know, that first opening drive of the game was really something that you loved. They took more than 7 minutes. It was like 7.5 minutes off the clock. They went 12 plays, and they get a touchdown on the opening drive, something they only accomplished twice all last season. And they were sort of methodical. They were hitting some third downs on that drive. It wasn't like they were, you know, getting big chunks all the way down the field until the kind of outlet pass to Montgomery, where he weaved his way into the end zone. So I would say that third downs tripped him up a little bit there in the second half against the Giants, but they just didn't seem to execute. It's not like the Giants suddenly, you know, solved them or suddenly got a pass rush going. There wasn't much of a pass rush from New York the whole game, but They just weren't quite as crisp.
When we think about the identity that Matt Nagy is trying to form, they did run the ball again. They put together 2 weeks of pretty good statistics in terms of their running totals. What are they? What do you see as the identity of this offense?
Well, I think they're I think it's kind of shifted from an offense which was heavily based in the shotgun to maybe a mix of 50-50, roughly dependent on the opponent in the week and how the game goes, of shotgun and under center, which gives them an opportunity to get Mitch Trubisky in some really nice play action situations. And we saw some of that look pretty good again yesterday. Some opportunities to get the outside zone running game going. So I think they want to be more physical than they were a year ago. And two games in, it looks like they're starting to accomplish that goal. I don't know that we're gonna really know the identity of these guys for another, say, month or so. I think six games is probably a good snapshot of who a team is on each side of the ball, but they're working toward that. And what was one of the questions we brought up last week after their trip to Detroit? Well, they committed to the run against the Lions. Can they do it again next week? Because you haven't seen the head coach want to do that all the time. And he checked that box. They did that yesterday, and they did it well. So now can they do that in a trip to Atlanta?
Brad, the Bears raised some eyebrows before the game with the news that Tariq Cohen had signed an $18.25 million 3-year contract extension, includes more than $9.5 million guaranteed. Number one, why now? He's coming off what is kind of a subpar season, and you wonder what the impetus was. And secondly, were you surprised because we expected all of the contract extension talk to be surrounding Allen Robinson?
Well, the team's going to multitask and try to get multiple things done at one time. And I'm not surprised from the standpoint that, early in his career, Tariq Cohen switched representation. He changed agents. So that put his new agent, Drew Rosenhaus, in a position where he had yet to, get any money that he could collect from Tariq to get paid for the work that he's doing. So by Cohen now having a new contract, Drew can get his percentage cut on that action and get paid for the last, say, 2 years of work or so, maybe even more than 2 years. Cohen left his original agent relatively early in his career. So that's probably a factor that would not cross the minds of a lot of folks and something that's in play there. Was Cohen trying to negotiate a deal without talking about last season? Because last season, as a punt returner, he was fantastic. But offensively, it was not a good season for him. The Bears pay him good money. It's an awful lot of money to pay a gadget player and a premier punt returner. Hopefully, he can have some really effective games this year where you get to the end of the game and you say, geez, look at that. Cohen had 85 yards of offense, and I'm just throwing a number out there. Yesterday obviously wasn't one of those days. He did not do a whole lot. He actually didn't even play a whole lot. I don't think he had 30 snaps on offense, and they've got a lot of guys they need to move in there. But 5 carries for 12 yards and 1 catch for 15 yards on Sunday for Cohen. His time will come, but that's a big investment in a guy who, if you've got a well-oiled machine on offense, your undersized gadget running back's probably your fifth or sixth option, right?
Yeah.
I look at their defense and you see a ton of room for improvement, and you think they've got a level there where they can improve. When does that kick in?
Well, hopefully getting Robert Quinn on the field yesterday is the start of some improvement. My goodness, that first play from him, I'll tell you what, you saw a difference between 94 this season and 94 the previous four seasons, and Leonard Floyd, you saw a professional quarterback hunter coming around the corner there on the third overall pick in the draft this year to hunt the quarterback and get that ball out. So with Quinn needing some time to maybe get up to speed, he had 25 snaps or so in the game yesterday, guys, with more than half of them coming on that final drive of the Giants that they ran out of time, really. It's not like the Bears stopped them there. Hopefully he'll get a little bit better. But, yeah, some more concerning things yesterday, especially when you consider New York's without the best player and Saquon Barkley. When he goes out on the first play of the second quarter, they lose their best wide receiver to an injury in the game, Sterling Shepard, and they didn't go all over the field on him. They only scored 13 points, but some eye-opening things. When you've got an undersized Deion Lewis running right up the middle to score on fourth and goal from the one, that's not something you're accustomed to seeing this Bears defense allow. So definitely some stuff for them to continue to work on. And while the pass rush was better yesterday and you look at the numbers and it shows you four sacks, it didn't look to me like they got the kind of pressure that you'd hope for against New York's offensive line, which, guys, that's one of the five or six weakest units at the position in the league.
Big Z, thank you. Great catching up, buddy.
Thanks, Brad.
Have a great day, boys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.